Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville and Eric Bickle. Bish Bucks with the day off.
Where's he going? He's going somewhere. Where's he going? No idea.
He's told us a few times.
I have no idea what his travel itinerary
looks like.
There's
something with his daughter. Something with his, maybe he's going to Virginia Tech.
Is it their spring break or something? Or is that already over?
Virginia Tech. I think he'll be back on Monday.
Oh.
I think it's just a...
I don't care where he's going.
I think he was just said, because I asked him about the all-cast, I think maybe he was just going to dinner with his daughter. I don't know.
I think he just didn't want to do the all-cast.
Probably, and then he just piggybacked. I don't know. I think Drabby said that he just said he was taking today off like a couple days ago.
Hey, did we negotiate in our deal if it's only three of us doing the altcast, we carve up his piece of the pie?
That'd be silly.
I don't think we did. Probably slept on that.
That'd be sweet.
I don't think that's happening.
Probably not going to happen. Hey, we will talk a little puck coming up in an hour. Jason Demers from the NHL Network is going to join us. We can talk about Ovi and the game tonight against the Blackhawks. And whether he'll break the record tonight, maybe it'll happen on Sunday when Cakes is in Long Island.
I would like that.
We'll talk to Jason Demers at 9 o'clock.
I'll have to double check where my seats are.
Kevin McCarthy is going to join us at 9:45 to talk a little movies. But right now, it's mock draft season. Let's talk about one of the latest mock drafts, and that is on CBS Sports, where they have the Commanders potentially trading up. And before we get into what they project, here's what Adam Peters said about the possibility.
You know, that's certainly something that we'll consider. We'll consider everything, trading up, trading down. We always do. You know, with trading down, you have to have somebody who wants to trade up, you know. And that's what I always say, like, I'd love to trade down all the time, but there has to be somebody else that wants to trade up, and it has to be the right deal. And how far do you want to go back? And all those different things you take into account. Who's there on the board, right? Is there just one player on the board that you want? And if that's the case, then maybe you think twice about trading back, because, you know, but if you have five players on the board that you really like, you can trade back a few picks, and then you can just pick one of those. And I think, you know, with what we did in free agency and with through the trades, we have the optionality to really do anything at 29, which we feel really good about.
I need to start working optionality more into my vocab. He loves that word.
I'm not even sure it's a word.
He's a big fan of that word.
You don't need to throw in the ality.
You don't need
to.
It's an option.
Optionality. It just sounds fancier.
Optionality. The quality of being available to be chosen, but not obligatory. So I guess, according to Google, it's a word.
It's definitely a word.
It refers to potential for options. But I'm with you, EB. You could just say option.
Yeah. We like the option.
But he likes the optionality.
I mean, it just would be bizarre to me that they would trade up. So they have them potentially, this is a CBS mock. that they're using, trading up to get the corner from Michigan, Will Johnson.
A lot of Michigan corners, apparently.
They're very familiar with that group, obviously. I guess they say Johnson's coming off an injury, and so not necessarily a stellar 2024.
So if that's the case, then why even trade up? If he's falling down the draft board, maybe
they don't think he'd be considered falling. Maybe he would have been top five.
I saw some mocks that had him like top 10, top 12 a few months ago, but I mean, this one clearly has his stock dropping.
They have five picks right now. If they trade up for someone that they love, that they see is available, let's say in the early 20s, mm-hmm. Are they really going to give up another pick? We're going to be down to like three or four picks?
I would guess if they move up, it's a future, like a 2026 or 2027 pick.
Right.
Now, teams aren't going to want a 2027 pick. I'm going to guess they're going to hold out for a 2026 pick. But I don't think he can afford to deal away any more 2025 picks.
It seems crazy.
At a disadvantage.
Right.
You know what? I'm calling shenanigans. Adam Peters will not trade up in the first round.
But if it's somebody they love,
I'm just going to go with the draft capital they currently have.
What would be a position or player? What if Ashton? How do you say his name?
Genty.
What if he starts slipping?
Where does he slip? Tell me where he falls to.
14, 15.
I mean, I don't really see that happening. But if he does fall to 15,
in this mock,
then
they have him going 10. What if he slips to 14, 15, and they go, he's a game changer?
I mean, if he slips to 15, I guess Peters might start making calls with teams.
What position or guy?
Personally, I'd have a hard time trading a lot of assets to move up for a running back, especially
even him,
especially in a deep running back class.
Okay,
which this one is.
All right.
So maybe if there's an edge rusher that he loves that falls to 15 or 20 and he doesn't think he's going to be there at 29, then maybe you make that move up. But for a running back, I'm not going to make that move up. I have to have standards, EB.
So an edge rusher, you would do it?
Edge rusher, I would do it.
What about a receiver?
Again, I think you can wait at 29 or even at pick 61 and find a really good receiver in this draft. And I love wide receivers. You know this.
Yeah.
Documented wide receiver lover right here.
Right.
Not moving up in this draft specifically for a wideout. I'm going to stand pat.
Grab.
And pick a guy.
Do you like the receiver from Arizona? You're a Pac-10 guy or whatever. You're
a West
guy.
He's very talented. I mean, I don't like
Arizona.
He's big. He's very talented.
He hates Arizona.
I know, but he's big.
I mean, yeah.
6'4".
Tet McMillan's going to be, all last season. He was projected as a top five pick.
They have him here as the number one ranked receiver. Does that make sense?
Oh, for sure.
He is.
Yeah, yeah. But there are people are picking him apart as the draft process goes further and further on.
What are they saying with him?
I mean, they're saying that he's not a great number two. He's not a number one receiver.
That's fine.
Well, in this mock, he would be the number two to the team he gets mocked to Dallas at 12, because he'd be the number two to CeeDee Lamb. So
some people just think he's not an absolute game changer. I don't know. I mean, if you look at Cakes's fantasy drafts for next year, the rookies, he'll go like one or two. Genty and then McMillan.
I'm gonna need some help because I think our dynasty league, are we able to like start making moves? I think I got an email about that, and I think something in my pants might have moved.
There's also a video that's resurfaced of him talking about how he doesn't like watching game tape.
Okay.
Which guy? McMillan?
Yeah.
Doesn't like football. Doesn't like watching.
He can't trade him.
That's also 18 or something when he said it.
Okay.
That's why a lot of people are seeing him and
knocking him.
Yeah. Dropping the draft. Because of that, what he said, basically when he was a freshman or just coming out of high school.
I'm just trying to look at guys in the first projected in the first round in this mock.
Drab, will you be able to root for McMillan once he gets to the league? Because I know you don't root for him in college because he plays for the Wildcats.
He's wearing, if he's playing at Lumen Field, I'll be rooting for him.
Okay. Or playing at Allegiant Stadium.
Or Allegiant Stadium.
Because also a Raiders fan, right. Documented.
Where are we currently slotted to pick in the first round?
29. I know it's foreign territory for Commanders fans to be picking this late in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, get used to picking in the late 20s. If not, the 30s over the next few years.
If they stayed, would you be excited if they drafted James Pierce Jr.?
the edge rusher out of Tennessee.
Out of Tennessee. They have him ranked as the fourth best edge rusher.
I think that would be a good fit. I think he has some off the field issues.
Oh, he does?
I'd have to double check that. I think he's got a bit of a checkered past.
He looks kind of mean in his
biopic. I'm okay with mean.
I like mean.
You know who's mean? Javon Kinlaw's mean.
Is he mean?
Well, he strikes me as when he gets on the football field, strikes me as a mean dude. Like, plays with a real edge.
Well, you know who I got that vibe from? I said the moment I laid eyes on him at the draft was Micah Parsons. That guy, when he was drafted, you're like, oh my God. Just the way he walked out there, like, that guy's a monster.
Yeah, well, he got into
a killer.
He got into a scrap with a teammate at Penn State, like in the locker room. Like, he's got some edge to him.
Yeah, he had some, like, you saw it.
And look, if
Pierce has that, you tell me Pierce has that?
If you have a controlled version of that, like on the football field, and it doesn't bleed over into your regular life and personal life, that's what you need. That's how you need to corral it. Just have it on the football field.
Right.
Tough for some of these guys to turn it off, though.
I'm just trying to see who would be worthy of trading up for. I'm not sure I see, you know, I don't know anything, but just based sort of on need.
I think the likelihood,
Stan Pat,
is that they trade down, if anything which we trade down. About.
Yeah. Yeah. What is what are the positions they say this draft is most deep at?
Offensive line.
Mm-hmm. God, that's kind of boring.
Running back also pretty deep.
Running back very deep.
Running back very,
very deep.
So they'll definitely take a running back.
I don't think there's anything definite. They don't have that many picks.
There might be 25 teams that take running backs this year.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of them taken.
I saw a mock draft on CBS before that had them standing pat and taking this guy, Gray Zabel, who's from North Dakota State, a big lineman, interior lineman.
Mm. Well, I know that's a great program.
So it'll be interesting to see what Peters does. He's been a little different than what people expected in that he's been willing to give up draft capital for guys like Marshawn Lattimore and Deebo Samuel.
Well, they're clearly making a run to just go now. Like, it's all in. They're definitely all in. Do you think
you should be? You made the NFC Championship game.
What's the story with Henderson? Still like beef? It seems like the beef is widening, right? Like,
he was upset with some language being used.
With some of the comments made the by situation. Like the ownership of
right.
The Bengals.
Like, that situation seems like it's getting worse,
volatile.
Not better.
Volatile out
like
there.
Like the
in
Miles
Cincinnati.
Garrett situation, they were like, "Yeah, we're not trading him," and eventually they worked it out.
Right.
This one, they said, "We're not trading him. They might be trading him."
Well, he'd be welcomed here if he got traded here. I know that.
Is there any speculation that like it could be like a draft day trade?
Haven't heard much on it in the last couple of weeks.
I feel like that situation's getting worse.
But you know what? Again, Adam Peters has surprised us a bunch of times. Could have something up the sleeve. Could be working on it.
The latest article I see says that the rumors are that the contract extension talks are actually going well.
They
are. Who knows?
The vibe you get just from what you read is that it's not. It's going in the other direction. What do you make of the Cardinals signing that tight end to the big deal?
Trey McBride?
Isn't he only like 22, 23
years
old? Oh,
he's a stud. So he's a super stud.
He's worth of all that money.
Do you like tight ends that can catch 100 balls in a season and are impactful on your offense?
I guess, but I mean, he's so young. Aren't they far away?
He's an ascending talent.
Aren't they far away? Well, I mean, putting a lot of money into a tight end.
He's a homegrown guy that they drafted that is amongst the top two or three tight ends in the league. I mean, those are guys that you just pay and ink to long-term deals.
Seem like a lot of money for a tight end, but okay.
I think the odds of Trey Hendrickson landing in Washington are slim, very slim.
But what if they actually make a move? Aren't we one of the top three or four contenders?
Rumored, but I'm telling you, I think he's going to end up in Cincinnati. I mean, it's similar to, you know, T. Higgins, all that talk. He ends up in Cincinnati. They gave Jamar Chase and T. Higgins huge deals.
But it happened a long time ago. Why hasn't it happened yet?
Because they're negotiating. Right. Sometimes these things drag out. Do you remember how long we talked about the Ravens and Lamar Jackson? They're already talking about an extension with Lamar Jackson. So it's just the way the NFL works. All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears. We'll open up EB's entertainment page. Here on the Jump.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMVs, Jason Demers, NHL Network analyst. He's going to be hosting a special NHL Now program live from Capital One Arena tonight at 5 on NHL Network. Jason played in the league up until 2023. It's all about the Ovi chase, Jason.
He didn't look up once. We were trying to give you the thumbs down.
I believe he's with us right now.
20 seconds before you thumbs up.
Yeah, okay. He'll be with us shortly.
Gotcha.
We're connecting with him.
Again, we're doing the Altcast tonight.
That is correct.
I know that everybody wants to listen to Joe B in a locker. I don't blame you.
I mean, as they should.
That's what I watch and listen to. But if for whatever reason you want, maybe you have a second TV or something, put us on. We'll be there having fun. I'm sure we'll be betting on the game and betting on who's going to score when.
Yes, correct. All of those things will be happening tonight on Monumental.
Yeah. All right. I think Jason is with us.
All right. Jason was a defenseman in the league for many, many years, played with a bunch of teams. Now he's with the NHL Network. And like I said, they've got a show, NHL Now, tonight, live from Capital One at 5 p.m. on NHL Network. What's up, Jason?
How we doing, fellas?
We're doing all right. Doing well. We've got the Grade 8 Chase Ovi tracker in studio, and it's at 3. And last night, a couple of us were at Capital One Arena for the Wizards game, and people were coming up to us and going, do you think Ovi could break the record tomorrow night, which is tonight? Could he do it? Yes. Do you think it's probable, Jason?
Well, I mean, listen, I think a tie is very probable tonight, and the way he's been shooting the puck, and you can kind of see him every time he's getting a little bit closer to the record, he's shooting it more and more, and they seem to be looking for him more and more. And it feels like there's an earnest effort from the team to kind of get him the puck as much as possible. So, you know, I think it's a possibility. Listen, the team he's playing tonight is fragile, and he'll have his opportunities because they're young as well, and they do make a lot of mistakes. So he'll be able to potentially capitalize on it.
So, Jason, I'm sure you've blocked a ton of shots in your NHL career as a defenseman. How many of those have you blocked that came off of Ovi's stick? And tell us, like, what is it that's so special about Ovi's shot, the power behind it, how he delivers it Have you ever been on the wrong end of a few of those when you're lying down on the ice trying to help out your goalie?
Well, you're very sweet to say that I blocked a lot of shots, but it's probably a lot less than you guys think.
Okay.
I was pretty good at getting out of the way.
I would be.
But the correct answer is to say that I always had the puck, so I didn't need to block a shot. But no, the odd time that I used to play penalty kill and I played against the Capitals, and obviously as a right-handed defenseman, you're basically in line with his one-timer. He hit me once in the shin pad, broke my shin pad right in half, split it right down the middle. And it didn't feel great on my knee, and that was, believe it or not, all off of a snapshot and not a slap shot. So if he had taken the one-timer, I probably would not be who I am today, and I'd probably be walking with a limp.
Hey, so I'm curious. We had some fun about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe it was a month ago, when Panger called him a one-trick pony, okay? And we know
he said he misspoke.
Yeah. But look at the Panger getting after it.
What's Panger thinking saying that nonsense?
Whatever. Some people could say that he was setting up like video when he was saying that he's not a one-trick pony right now, but the words came out and Caps Nation was very upset. I'm just curious, when you would face Ovi over the years, did the scouting report change over the years as you headed in to play him?
Oh, 100%. You know, when he started, the defense was optional. And I mean, I can say that, and I think Caps fans, if they're truly Caps fans and are being honest with themselves, that wasn't the case. Ovi was purely one-dimensional and was offensive. But as his career progressed, he learned the defensive side of the game and got better and better and committed more to defense. And, you know, you look at it just now, and I think the perfect example is, yeah, they could be putting him out to score the empty net goals, but, you know, to play empty, to be on the ice on a 6-on-5, you have to be relied on responsibly defensively. And listen, they've been putting him out on the 6-on-5 at the end of the season, and it's still the first place team in the Central, in the Metropolitan. So he's doing something right. And, I do think his game has evolved over the years. And I mean, that just comes with age and experience and a willingness to learn. And listen, the guy's won a cup and he won a cup, and the Capitals won a cup large in part, not just because of his scoring, but his defensive play as well and his commitment to defense.
Hey, Jason, one of the cool things about the chase is that, I mean, it is front and center, but for Caps fans, the way this team has retooled around Ovi and been able to use his amazing scoring prowess along with chalking up the most points in the East, being one of the top teams in the league, when a lot of pundits heading into this season thought, okay, your highlight this year is going to be watching Ovi track down Wayne Gretzky. Good luck in trying to qualify for the playoffs. Like, the job that Spencer Carberry has done, that the front office has done in getting this roster younger and better around Ovi toward the end of his career has been pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, the Brian McClellan and the Brain Trust in Washington deserve a ton of credit to put the pieces in place that have worked this well. And I mean, you can go down the list of guys that they've brought in that have just been absolutely incredible. You know, Jacob Chychrun all the way down to Mangiapane and you know, Brandon Duhaime that have just done great work. You know, the two goalies they bring out, not the two goalies they bring in, but Logan Thompson, I mean, it's been a revelation in net. And it's, you know, I think recently they've struggled a little bit down the stretch. I feel like this might be becoming a little bit too much of a circus. It's obviously a huge deal. It's one of the great records of all time. But, you know, I do feel like it's affected them a little bit the way they're playing. So I'm sure they're going to be happier than anybody to kind of get this, not over with, but to see him win the scoring championship, or whatever you want to call it, the scoring record, so he can kind of focus on the bigger task at hand, which is winning a cup, because they fully believe this team can win a cup and they can go deep in the playoffs, but they're going to need everybody playing at 100% capacity, and Ovi included. So,
joined by Jason Demers, NHL Network analyst. Jason, Catherine Tappan, and Brian Boyle are going to host a special NHL Now program live from Capital One Arena tonight at 5 p.m. on the NHL Network. Curious, so during your career, you know, we asked you about playing against Ovi. Just a couple years ago, you played in Russia. What was that like?
It It was absolutely amazing, and it was a great time. And I actually have a funny Obi story of that. I was over there with Eric Fair, who had played with Alex Ovechkin. I'm sure you guys know who Eric Fair is, and one of the great Washington Capitals players. And we were playing in Russia together. And I guess when Fairzy was playing in Washington with Ovi, he told Ovi a bunch of times that like he'd never go play in Russia, and Russia stinks, and the KHL is a bad league. When he ended up signing there, we're sitting at dinner, me and him, and he gets a phone call from Ovi as we're sitting at dinner, and it's Ovi sitting on the bus after a game with a couple beers, just absolutely giving it to Eric Fair for saying, he's like, you see now, your mother, you know, I won't swear, but he's like, he was just making fun of him that he flew all the way over to Russia. So that just kind of goes to show you that it had been, you know, a lot of years since Fairzy had played with Ovi, and for him to just call and is also a testament to the kind of guy he is and teammate he is. But yeah, I had a great time in Russia. It was a good place. People are fantastic. They're just like us, but they speak Russian.
Huh. Yeah, I was going to say, I have no concept of what the life would be like. We know kind of the politics involved, but what was the lifestyle like for you?
Oh, at the end of the day, you know, politics aside, everybody's just the same. We're just speak a different language and look a little different. So the lifestyle was very similar of people just kind of hanging out, going to dinners, and the food's a little bit different as well. It's stuff I wasn't used to eating, but food was different, but the people were great, and they kind of showed us around and took care of us. And it's a different world, that's for sure, and it's so far, and the travel is just crazy within the league. The time zones, there's about, you know, 10, I think there's over 10 time zones, or there might just be 10 time zones within Russia. So it's crazy when you're out there and traveling a 3-hour, you're on a 3-hour plane ride, and it's, you know, a 4-hour time zone change. So it's very, throws you off a little bit, but overall people were fantastic. League was fun. And yeah, I'd know nothing negative about it.
You know, just getting back to Ovi for a second, as we're all kind of focused in on him in these last few games, what's going to be his legacy? Like, what are you going to remember most? I mean, obviously the goal scoring and, you know, from his offense, et cetera, but sort of, can you just put in context historically, like, where does he rank all time for you? And just like, what are you going to remember most about Ovi?
I mean, Ovi is the, you know, greatest goal scorer of all time and pure goal scorer. And I just think that's no small feat to be remembered as such. You know, I think people, especially Caps fans, you know, want to be like, he's a, you know, great all around player. And I'm like, hey, just appreciate him for what he is and what he has been and what his, you know, best quality is. And that's goal scoring. And I don't think we're going to see anybody for a long time compete with that record that he's going to break. And who knows where it's going to end. So I think for him, just, you know, and you're seeing it now, just him as a good family man with his son and just a good teammate. You're starting to see a lot more insight of how great a teammate he was. I think he was marred a little bit early in his career by people thinking he was selfish and things like that. But that's the furthest thing from the truth. And he's a great guy and a good ambassador for his team, the Capitals, and all the guys that played with him just absolutely love him. So I just think it's a good way to go out for him, especially after being a cup champion and all that, and hopefully having one or potentially two more runs at it.
Yeah, I was wondering, I mean, with what he's doing this year, it's kind of ridiculous considering the games he's missed. I mean, he's shooting the highest percentage of his career, right? He's going to have over 40 goals at 39 years. Is he 39 or 40? He's 39?
He's 39.
How much longer can he do? I mean, I think conceivably he could do this in another 3 or 4 years, probably easy.
I think so. I just think it's going to be more his wants and desire. And I think he does want to go back and play in Russia. And that's my feeling. But
yeah,
I mean, listen, we've been just blessed. And fans have been so lucky to witness him and, you know, Sidney Crosby for 20 years of just this excellence and, you know, to be doing what he's doing. We're at the network and I'm half amazed by it and I'm half enraged by it because I'm, you know, 36 years old and can sometimes have a hard time getting out of bed when it's raining. So,
right.
And he's just still scoring at a crazy pace. So, it's amazing. It's so fun to watch, as an ex-player. And, you know, you root for guys like that are just showing that, you know, age is just a number, and his intelligence on the ice as well is so much more than it was when he was younger, and his goal scoring ability to be able to score, especially coming off that leg injury, is crazy to me. So Russian machine, don't break.
Jason, a little close. a little bit lost in all of the Ovi hype is what Dylan Strome has meant to this Capitals team. I mean, again, a hat tip to the front office. They signed him basically off the street to a one-year deal when he was after his time was done in Chicago, and all he's done is put up more points each year that he's been here. He had 65 in year one, 67 last year. He's got 73 and counting this year. So Strome's been a huge part to the Caps' success here.
Yeah, he has been. And, you know, I got to play with him a little bit in Arizona, and just an amazing kid. And I got to interview him on, you know, here comes a shameless plug, but I got to interview him on NHL Unscripted with Verkan Demers. So get it where you get your podcast. But I got to interview him and a week or two ago, especially about the Ovi race, but also just his career and what it's meant for him to be part of the Washington Capitals. And he's just such a humble guy and you know, such a great player and so smart. And for him to not be the fastest guy, but find the you know where to be and know where to put the puck. And, you know, it's also hard to play with Ovi, and he's a very specific kind of guy where he wants the puck. And for him to be as successful as he's been with Ovi, especially after Ovi having, you know, Kuznetsov and Backstrom. So it's just remarkable what he's done, and it couldn't happen to a better kid.
Jason, appreciate the time and insight. It's Jason Demers. You can watch him tonight with Catherine Tappan and Brian Boyle. NHL Now, which kicks off at 5 p.m. on the NHL Network, live from Capital One Arena. Thanks, pal.
Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys, so much. I appreciate you, eh? Have a great one.
All right, you too, pal. You too.
Cheers.
All right, nice.
Good dude.
He almost got Russian stories. Machine never breaks.
He's pretty close, but he's all over it.
Yeah.
He said A, right? Did you catch that? He said, I really
right
appreciate A.
Something like Canadian.
Canadian dude.
All right, I'm just saying.
Canadian. All right, when we come back, we'll open up EB's entertainment page. Don't go anywhere.
Time now for Chasing 895. Tonight, the Washington Capitals take on the Blackhawks at home. As Alex Ovechkin closes in on Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal record Wednesday night in Carolina, Ovi rang up number 892, a signature one-timer blast from his office.
Well, the chant is Ovi. You can hear it here now. And a 5-on-3. Let's see what happens as he sits on 891. It comes to Chychrun. He'll move in toward the top of the right circle. Down to Strome, back to Chychrun. Looks for Ovechkin. Looking to tee it up, nothing there. Chychrun takes the one-timer. And off the glove of Anderson, the puck stays in the zone. 40 left in the period. Ovechkin to the high slot. As Chychrun feeds it to him, he scores! Alex Ovechkin gets goal! 892!
Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. John Walton there with the call.
I mean, it's just inevitable, right? That was 5-on-3. Was that the 5-on-3 goal?
Was 5-on-3.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine just that terrible feeling inside you must have as a goalie and as a guy on the penalty kill when you know it's 5-on-3 and you got Ovi just waiting there, inevitably going to get a free look?
Yep. It's got to be terrifying.
I mean,
nothing you can do to stop it.
Do you think obviously you slow down as a skater. Do you think the velocity on his shot has diminished at all?
I mean, I'm no scientist. I don't have a radar gun on it.
No, but
it doesn't seem like it slowed down much, if at all.
Last year when he was slumping, some people said that it had a little bit, but it doesn't look like it.
Doesn't look like it to me.
Yeah.
But like at golf, for sure, your swing speed slows down. Like you have to make a really concerted effort to bring it up, you know, as you age. Not sure necessarily what happened at 39.
He's just a physical freak. It's the only way you can really describe him.
But there are big guys that hit harder slap shots.
Not many.
But there have been.
Sure.
But it's not a lot. It's the accuracy and it's his ability to deal with bad pucks, mediocre passes.
It's everything.
And all of that.
Being in the right spot. Finding a way to get open. He's just
They say he's really good at it, yeah, as you say, like that's that moment before finding that air, that little window, yeah. You know, sliding back, whatever
and
it
they
is.
They know how to set him up.
Yeah.
He's good at it.
Yeah.
I mean, the other night, this wasn't a goal, but they won a face-off, and he was at the point, and he just slid a little bit. Face-off gets right to him. Boom, shot.
Yep. Gets it off with the quickness.
He's also a high-volume guy.
Yeah.
He's a high-volume guy, but again, he's shooting his highest percentage of his career this year, in his last season. And by the way, it's not even that close. It's by a couple percentage points. He's just on fire.
You really want it to happen at home. It would be amazing if it happened tonight.
It would be
with
great.
The hat trick.
It'd be fantastic.
I think you're asking a lot for
what
a hat.
Arena would be like.
I mean, it's possible.
I mean, that's one where you would have to part with your hat, EB. I know that you're reluctant.
I wouldn't. Like this particular hat, I love this hat. If I went to the game tonight with this hat.
Then you just wear a beater hat. Wear a beater hat that you're happy to throw on the ice.
All right. Maybe one of those that Lurch gives me.
I mean.
One of his sponsors.
I would have to. If I were sitting next to you and you didn't throw your hat on the ice, I think I'd have to take your hat and throw it on the ice. And I'd just buy you a new hat.
I got to get a haircut before the Altcast. That's number one thing I'm doing today.
Time is running short.
Didn't you wear a hat
last time?
I might still wear a hat, but I got it. I mean, my hair is outrageous. It's outrageous.
Care to give us a preview? I guess, you could use a haircut.
Yeah.
I shaved the back of my neck this morning. I don't even think it's straight.
Doesn't matter.
It's such a hard thing to do.
Nobody sees the back of your neck.
When it gets all that cheese in the back.
Yeah, but nobody sees it.
Nobody can't see it on TV.
You're the only person that cares about it.
That was one thing that I think Brett and I did with a sponsor.
Mm.
We had it lasered, but it was one of those deals where they said, we'll give you 3 free treatments. And after the third treatment, they're like, but you need 3 more. Yeah. We're like, what?
Isn't it the tattoo laser removal that people say is so painful?
I don't know.
I think so.
Not sure.
I think I've heard stories of guys, they do one removal treatment, and they go, no, never again.
You know what's really painful? Valdez is back. You don't know that currently, right now, he's wearing a heating pad. As he's doing the show.
Right.
Because he's in such pain.
He's a gamer.
Like, I've used my magic massaging fingers. How many times over the last, week, Valdez?
Multiple. At least 3 minimum.
Multiple sessions. And they've been effective because I've heard you groaning and moaning.
Yeah, Cakes knows how to find the spot.
I know how to find the spot. I'm good at that.
How do we not have a massage place, like a Massage Envy or something? You know, I don't know, some chain.
Right, right.
Where they just come in and give the junks weekly massages. And, you know, obviously you buy time, but how is a salesperson, how have they not sold? We just it's a massage Friday. Yeah.
Maybe because a lot of men age 25 to 54 aren't getting massages.
Justin Tucker is.
Well, you know what? He also missed.
I don't know.
He also missed a golden opportunity in the poker room. They have people that come around and give massages while you're playing poker. Like he could have gotten a real massage, from a real therapist.
You like $1 a minute.
Yeah, but he was locked in.
Yeah, that too.
And obviously, it worked out.
Yeah. He's locked in, but he can be locked in while they're giving him a massage while he's playing cards.
Every handful of times a year, I sleep funky and my neck is killing me. This particular spot, it's like just below my left trapezius muscle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like in the middle of my back. It's hard to get to. So I have this heating pad draped over it.
Does the heat help you?
Yes. Yeah, so yesterday was the first time I did it. It felt a lot better. So I have a massive golf tournament at Hidden Creek this weekend.
And
I need to and I need to stim out.
Can't you
the
load
pain.
Up on an Advil?
So that's what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to heat out the pain, stim out the pain.
So you're saying, Drab, that a massage business would not be interested in advertising on a guy-centric show?
I'm just being a smartass, but I always do get a kick out of the fact that you just want to lay down here on your tummy and do a radio show.
Well, I've done it before.
Your back.
I've done it before.
I know, but you want to make it a regular bit.
Yeah, Massage Friday. Like, I think it was all guys can alternate.
Drab, as funny as it looks and it sounds, I'd be in for it. Right?
Yeah, you totally would be that.
As much as I want to be on your team,
I love massages. I just love them so much.
A one off for sure. But I know how these things go. Yeah, I mean, it would be 3 days a week. You'd be laying on that thing.
No. Massage Fridays. If there's a massage company out there.
What pick do the Commanders have again?
Yeah.
29?
That's going to be either way. That's either way. You know, I don't know. I just think it's an opportunity, Kay.
We should be booking like Belinda and Porn Chai from the White Lotus to come in and give us massages.
Are they masseuses on the show?
They're masseuses at the resort.
Yeah. Do people go there for shady massages? Is that
it's high end. They go there for wellness, just finding their zen place. Like it's not like a place in a strip. Thinking you say that, he thought that, but he was ill informed.
Yes,
yeah, didn't get that.
Season finale on Sunday.
Oh, it's gonna be a good one. I'm definitely gonna have to watch Monday because I'll be speeding back from Long Island.
You'll be back by 9, won't you?
Depends on how late the game goes.
What are the bets we're going to have tonight? I'm kind of waiting. I don't want to do the EP now because it's too small of a segment. Huh? We're going to do first goal.
And we're going to bet
on if Ovi scores and the number of goals.
Can do that, sure.
We're favored tonight, right?
Big 100%. The Blackhawks are terrible.
They're garbage.
We could actually all put skates on and go out and play the Washington Capitals to a pretty close equivalent of the Blackhawks.
Right.
I'm clearly doing a bit. We couldn't. But
1-8-1 in their last 10. They've been giving up 4 goals per game.
All right. It's a great opportunity.
Love it.
By the way, I see Cowboys.
We can bet on who's going to be the first person in the penalty box.
All right. I'm in. Let's go to Cowboy Todd. Haven't heard from Cowboy in a long time.
It has been a while.
Isn't he Drabby's BFF lately?
I don't know.
I think so. Have you done anything with Cowboy? Have you and your wife gone out there?
Nah, we haven't hung out, but I talked to Cowboy yesterday on the phone. He'll call me.
Yeah?
Tell me about he trades in his car.
What's he into now?
I've never met anybody like Cowboy. He buys a car,
yeah.
Trades it in 3 months later for another car, trades that one in 4 months later for another car.
Like a Ponzi scheme of cars.
I don't know what he's doing, but he must have flushed hundreds of thousands of dollars down the drain.
What are you doing, Cowboy?
Yeah, what's up, Cowboy?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Not just working like crazy and trying to keep the wife happy. You know, she goes from one vehicle to another. We went from, she wanted the big Ben Bronco, then she went to the Mercedes, then back to the Bronco, and now she's driving the...
Hold on.
How about you just drive?
You're a full-blown hillbilly. You got no business driving a Mercedes or anything like that.
I don't drive it. I drive a jacked-up Jeep. But,
right.
She drives the Mercedes. She's the bougie, not me.
Yeah, I mean, but she is she still writing the Literatica, or is she retired?
I think she's out of that biz.
Yeah, she hasn't written or whatever.
When it comes to you, it's written.
Yeah,
Cowboy. I see you have beef here with Cakes.
Yeah. So Cakes has disappointed me. Like, so during hockey season, especially during the Stanley Cup run, we were texting all the time. We were like BFF text buddies. And now I can't even get a response back.
Oh, really? I ghosted you the last time you texted me?
You got to text him about poker, apparently.
Let me check my phone.
Cowboy, to be fair, Cakes is very slow with response.
Yeah, it's not personal, Cowboy. It's just...
Three months slow?
Fair point.
I'm surprised. How many days is 3 months? Let's test your math, roughly.
Well, it depends on if there's 28 days, 29 days in a month. No. But if we're going to go a full month, we'll go 90 days.
Let me see the last interaction I had with Cowboy Todd.
Cowboy's gotten smarter over the years.
I bet against that.
Yeah.
I bet against that.
Thank you. I'll
Cakes
take it.
So, hold number on. Saved
so you're saying so Cakes is ghosting you on Twitter or like in real life, like text messages?
Like real life text messages.
All right, so here we go. Like, I'll give you the latest back and forth with me and Cowboy Todd. He texted me on Christmas Day.
All right.
Okay, he's sitting in an Archie Bunker chair,
yeah,
with like an assault rifle across his chest and a dog on his lap.
So he took a picture
of himself. Merry Christmas to you and your family. I responded, quite a pic, Merry Christmas. And then on February 6th, he texted to me, what a comeback goal. There's a space in comeback. Let's go, Chicky. And then on Thursday, February 20th, he texted me, let's go USA with a flag emoji. No response. right. So I haven't responded to Cowboys since, I guess, Christmas Day. 2024.
Yeah. You can at least give him a thumbs up.
I gave him nothing.
That's my go-to. Maybe thumbs up.
Maybe there's a reason he's got some beef.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, with the Cats going around with me and Cakes text during the Cats games. This is like they come back, they win.
Maybe
they
he's ramping up. He's ramping up for the playoffs.
You can get probably
4 or 5 texts a week from him during the playoffs.
Yeah, during Caps playoffs, I will re-engage with you, Cowboy Todd. We will get back together via text
and
message,
I promise. And then when it's over, it's over.
Then he might be dead to me again for a while.
Unless he plays in the Purple Heart.
No, it's all good. No, his spot's been taken by Mike Maher.
Mike Moore took that.
Cowboy, are you still in the business of, like, identifying scammers or those things in all the gas stations or whatever?
The skimmers.
Yeah, the skimmers. Yep, still doing that.
Are they still, like, super prevalent?
Not since the pumps have got upgraded, but unfortunately they've come out with a new device that is corrupting the new style.
How can an average consumer, an average donk that goes and gets gas, how can we check? Is there a way, like a surefire way, we can make sure that our card's not being skimmed?
Go inside and pay cash.
Nobody's doing that.
We can't identify. Was it the 50s? Can we pull on something, like, to make sure?
I mean, so the device they got now, it's inserted inside the card reader, and it takes a little tool to pull it outside of a card reader. So you can take your finger and feel if there's any nicks or anything.
Finger.
Yeah, possibly. But other than that, I mean, they're even putting skimmer devices inside on the card reader inside your stores. So they're putting a device over top of it without the cashier.
You're basically
even
cooked. Just check your credit card statements.
What about tap to pay?
Yeah, the tap to pay is good.
Tap to pay. They're coming up with a liner over top of the tap to pay that also takes it as well.
What about your phone? Yeah, you have your card.
Your phone. I don't know. I haven't run into that one yet because nobody really uses their phone unless they use mobile app.
Yeah.
Other than that,
mobile payment.
Right.
So what percentage?
What percentage
of gas stations have some sort of skimmer device?
Out of 10 store, yeah, it's low. Like right now, as long as the pumps have been upgraded, it's 5%.
All right.
Oh,
what about when you go to the convenience store or something, you know? You just want to get some Twinkies.
They're same thing. They're if the store is heavily volumed, yes, you're
like
most likely
Wawa
to get
something. Cowboy Todd's vocab is impressing me. He's used corrupting and heavily volumed in two sentences tonight.
Yeah.
Today. Remember, he also used roten.
Okay, that's true. That does offset.
That's like a minus 200.
Yes, good point.
All right, Cowboy, we got to run. Good to hear from you. Keep texting Cakes.
All right, fellas.
All right, buddy.
I'll text you back. I promise.
That's our pal, Cowboy Todd, here on the Junkies.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.